Hey everyone, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I hope you enjoyed episodes one and two of the interview with Andrew Warner at the Dry Bar Comedy Club, where he was telling the ClickFunnels startup story. I hope you're enjoying this interview series so far. And I hope also that this motivates you guys to go over to the Mixergy podcast and subscribe to everything that Andrew does. Like I said, he is my favorite interviewer, and I think that what he does is second to none. So I hope you guys enjoy him as well and go to subscribe to the Mixergy podcast. But with that said, I'm going to cue up the theme song. When we come back, we will start into part three of the ClickFunnels startup story interview. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
I didn't see the video you mentioned, but I did see what it looked like. Here's one of the first versions. He compared it to ClickFunnels. He said, to Lead Pages. He said, look at how Lead Pages has their stuff all the way on the left, all the controls. Oh, you can't see it. Oh, let me try it again. Let me see if I can bring up the screen because this is just, it's just too good. Hang on a second. I'm just constantly amazed by how you're able to draw people to you. So this is the article from Lead Pages. This is the first landing page for ClickFunnels. This is what he created before. This is what you guys did together. This is your editor. And he said, look, if you're on Lead Pages, their controls, their editors all the way on the left, and it's just moving the main content to the right, which is not looking right. And I, he said, prefer something that looks like this with 100 pixels on the left, 100 pixels. I go, who knows? 100 pixels. Like, you, what is this?
Dylan's obsessed with that kind of stuff. It's amazing.
Obsessed. And you draw people like that. You draw people like Dave, who's just phenomenal. Dave, the traffic and conversion event that he was just talking about, is that the one that you went to? The one after that. Okay, we'll come back to that in a second then. So this became your next version. You brought on a new partner, and then you did a webinar with this guy. Who's this guy?
It's Mike Filson, one of my first friends online. It actually wasn't a webinar. It was a live event. He was doing a live event in San Diego, and he's like, you have to come and sell ClickFunnels. And I was like, nobody's buying ClickFunnels. We have a free trial, and like, we couldn't give it away. Like, it was crazy. And he's like, well, you're on this website. Like, your picture's there. You have to come sell ClickFunnels. And I need you to sell for at least $1,000 because the way it works, if you speak at someone's event and you sell something, you split the money 50-50. So like, it needs to be at least $1,000. And I was like all bummed out. I didn't want to do it. And the event actually started, but they were streaming it live online. So I was sitting in our office in Boise watching it as I'm like putting together my slides to create ClickFunnels, and then flew out to the event. We had a booth. I don't know if I told you this. We had a booth, and Lead Pages had a booth right across the like a little hallway, skinny hallway. And Todd's wife was manning our booth, and then Lead Pages was right there. It was so funny because she was like not shy at all about talking about Lead Pages. She's like, yeah, we're like Lead Pages, except we're way better. We can do this and this. And the other guy's sitting there like right in front of her. She's telling them everything. And it was – anyway, I digress. It was pretty funny.
But by the way, she's still at it. I saw a video that you guys created. You were talking to her, and she goes, I will be ClickFunnels. I go, wait a minute. You still have that fire. Okay. So you were at that event?
So we had the event, and there's probably, I can't remember, 150, 200 people maybe in the room. And so I got the slides up, and Dylan was there, and he was like, we got the funnels. He was going to demo the editor. And so I did the whole thing. I showed the presentation. We demoed ClickFunnels. We did the thing. And at the end of it, I sold. And I've been good on stage, but by far, that was the first time in probably 8 years I'd seen a table rush where people are like stepping over the things, jumping around, trying to get to the back to buy as fast as they could.
What did you say to get them to want to do that?
We made a really, we gave the presentation and gave a really good offer. And they get a year of ClickFunnels for free. Plus they were going to get training. Plus they're going to get all those other things.
It was like $1,000 training and a year ClickFunnels for free. And then they become long-term members. And it was also like called Funnel Hackers.
Funnel Hacks, yeah.
Funnel Hacks. And that's the thing that became like,
culture.
This culture, this tribe. It wasn't just that they were signing to learn from you. They were becoming funnel hackers. That's it.
I mean, that wasn't planned though. It was like, I was trying to think of a sexy name for the title for the presentation. So I'm like, oh, Funnel Hacks. And somebody owned funnelhacks.com. I'm like, I'm still doing the presentation that way. And then later we made a t-shirt that said Funnel Hackers. And then like Now we got like 4 or 5 people have tattooed that to their bodies. It's really weird. anyway, but yeah, that's what happened. So we did that. We sold it. And I remember going to dinner night with the guys who were there and Todd and his wife and everything. And we're all excited because we made some money finally. But I was just like, you guys don't understand. Like, I've spoken on a lot of stages. I haven't seen a table rush like that. I was like, and I remembered back, there was a guy, he passed away a couple years ago. His name is Fred Katona. And he was the radio guy. He was the guy who did the radio commercials for, you guys remember, it's got the guy from Star Trek on it. What's his name?
Priceline.
He did the Priceline radio commercials and made that guy a billionaire. And he told me when we were in the radio ad, he said, this is what's going to happen. We're going to test your ad. And if it works, I'm going to call you on the phone. I'm going to let you know you're rich. Because if it works, it like means you're going to be rich. And so I remember going to dinner night and I told the guy, I said, just so you guys know, like, we're rich. Like, what do you mean? Like, we made, you know, we made $150,000. I'm like, no. Like, the way people respond to that, I've never seen that in my life. Like, we're rich. Like, that would, like, the response rate from that, I've never seen.
And then you went to webinar after webinar after webinar.
On the flight home that day, I'm texting everybody I've ever met. I got a hot offer. This webinar crushed it. We just closed whatever's in the room at Phil Same's event. Who wants to do it? And we started filling up the calendar.
And the idea was, and you told me you did 2 to 3 at some days. And the idea was they would sell somebody on a course and then their members would then hear how your software and your funnel hacking technique would help up what they just bought. And then they would sign up. You're still excited. I could see it in your face. And then this thing took off. And then you started doing an event for your culture, community. And this guy spoke, Tony Robbins.
Oh, yeah. There's Tony.
One of the first ones. Was he at the very first one?
No, he came to the third one was the first one we had him come to.
Yeah? Why do an event? Why do your own live event?
So we'd done events in the past. I know that like events are good, but I'd sworn off them because the last event we did, I think we sold 300 or 400 tickets and less than 100 people showed up. And I was like so embarrassed. I was like, we'll never do events again. And as soon as ClickFunnels launched, it was growing. Everyone's like, we want to do a meetup. We should do an event. All the customers kept asking. And I didn't really want to do it. But at the same time, I was launching my book. And I'd won a Ferrari in this affiliate contest. So I was like, what if we did an event? We had the Ferrari there, and then we gave it away. And then we had other ideas for like giving away other cars. And it just became this like big, exciting thing that eventually turned into an event. And that was the first Funnel Hacking Live event in Vegas. And we had about 600 people at that one that showed up. And that's where it all started.
And then it built. How many people are you up to now?
Last year we had 3,500 people and we're on track to have about 5,000 at this year's event.
5,000. Yeah.
Those aren't free tickets. Each ticket's $1,000. So it's a lot.
So how much is that in total revenue?
From the event or what we,
yeah.
So ticket sales, you know, last year was $3.5 million. This year will be over 5, but then at the event we sell coaching. So last year we made $13 million in coaching sales at the event as well.
Wow. Wait, would you come up here for a second, Dave? Do you guys know Dave? Yeah, everyone knows Dave. Dave, you know what was amazing? That's amazing.
I don't know who that is.
Cat call. I saw a video. You guys have this vlog now. Beautifully shot vlog. You guys went to Salesforce's conference. You're looking at the booths. And in the video, do you remember what you did as you saw the different booths?
I think that when I went and asked what the price of each of the booths were.
Yes, and then you multiply it. He's like, you're not enjoying the event. You're calculating in your head. How much? 10,000, 100. That's like, wow, right? You do this all the time.
Yeah.
If this was
a lot
not,
of money in an event like that.
And if this was not your event, you would be doing the same calculation, trying to figure out how much they brought in today. Wowee. All right. When you went to Salesforce, did you calculate how much money they probably did from their event?
We were doing that all the whole time. Absolutely.
You saw the building. You had to know.
Oh, my gosh. 61 stories.
Why? Why do you guys want to know that? How does that inform? I want to understand your drive as a company. And I feel like this is a part of it. Figuring out how much money other people are making, using that for fuel somehow. Tell me.
I think it actually goes back to Russell and his wrestling days. We had the experience of, going to Chicago right after that. And super just exhausted. And it was one of those things where he literally landed, we walked down and we're underneath the tarmac. And all of a sudden, Russell goes from just being totally exhausted to a massive state change where he literally is right back where he was with his dad. And he and his dad were walking that same path to go to, I think it was Nationals. And I saw Dan Usher was doing the filming, capturing that moment. And it's that type of a thing for Russell where all of a sudden it's the dream where as soon as you see it, it can then happen. And Russell's been just amazing at modeling. And again, it's the whole idea as far as just going at a rapid, rapid speed. I mean, it's ready, fire, aim.
It's not you gawking at the Salesforce. What's the Salesforce event called?
Dreamforce.
Dreamforce. It's not you gawking at how well Salesforce's event, Dreamforce, is doing. It's not you having envy or just curiosity. It's you saying,
it's possible.
This is us. That's it.
It's totally possible.
It's totally possible. We could get there.
Yeah.
And when you're sizing up the building, you even found out how much a building costs. Who does that? Most people go, where's the bathroom? How much is the building
cost? There's a number.
It's you saying, we could maybe have that.
We can't have that, yeah.
Got it. All right. And so let's go back a little bit. I asked you about traffic and conversion because the very first traffic and conversion conference you went to, you guys were nobodies. Nobody came and saw you.
We were putting out the North 40 pasture way, 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 way far away.
And some people would say, one day I'll get there. You told Russell, today we're going to get there.
Well, Russell wanted, he was speaking. And so whenever you're speaking at an event, it's important you fill a room like this. And there's nothing worse than having an event and having no one show up. It's just the worst feeling in the world. And so he's like, oh, gosh, you know, all we need is I got to find some way of getting people into the event. He says, I wish we had like some girls who could just hand out T-shirts or just do something. And he's like, we're in San Diego. That's like my hometown.
Dave's like, how many do you need?
That's all he said. It's just a number. It comes down to a number. How many do you want? And so we ended up having, within an hour or so, we had five girls there who were more than happy to dance around and give out T-shirts and fill a room.
And the room was full.
Packed.
Packed. And why wouldn't you say one day, the next time we come to traffic and conversion, the 10th time we're going to do it? Why didn't it have to be right there?
It's always now.
It's always now.
It's always now.
It's always now. It's never going to be the next funnel. It's never going to be the next product launch. Like, I'm going to do whatever we can right now and the next one and the next one. That's it. That's
absolutely
who you are.
That's how it works.
And now you're a partner in the business?
Yes.
$83 million so far this year. You got a piece of that?
Yes. Do I?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Do you get to take profits home now?
We do.
You do? You personally do?
Yes.
Are you a millionaire?
Things are really good.
Millionaire good from ClickFunnels?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And you're another one. I was driving. I said, what was it about Russell that made you work for him? What was it? And you said, I've never seen anyone implement like him. Give me an example of early days, something that he implemented. You know what? Forget that. Let's not go back to Russell. As a team, you guys have gotten really good at implementing. Give me an example of one thing that you're just stunned by. We did it. It came out of nowhere. We could have been distracted by funnel software. We could have been distracted by the next book. We did this thing. What is it?
You're here on this stage with JP, and this was, what, 6 weeks ago?
And this whole thing just came from an idea. I heard you use Voxer. Why do you use Voxer?
I don't know.
Because you'd like to talk into it.
Yeah, you can fast forward. You can listen to 4x speed. You can forward the messages to people really easily. It's awesome.
And it's just train of thought. Boom. Here's what I think we're going to... No, it's not that. I heard it's, I have a secret project.
I'll tell you guys about it later. And they all start freaking out. Tell us now.
Secret project. I don't know what it is. It's going to be exciting. They don't know what it is. It's going to be exciting.
Do you know how it started, this one? I was cleaning my wrestling room, listening to you, and you were, I don't know whose event it was, but you were at a campfire, it sounded like, and you were doing something like this. And I was like, I want my own campfire chat to tell our story. And then I was like, Dave, we should do it. And then now we're here. So thanks for coming to our campfire.
That's how it happens.
And that's exciting to this day. All right. Thank you. Give him a big round. Thank you so much. You know what? I didn't mean for this to come on stage, but I'm glad that it is. This made you laugh when you accidentally saw it earlier, too. Why is this making you laugh? What is it?
So we're not shy about our competitors, even when they're our friends. So one of the companies we're crossing out is his. So that's why it's funny.
It's one of my companies, and then that's Bot Academy there. It's also a company I invest in. That Octopus is ManyChat. I've been a very big angel investor and supporter of theirs. I'm not at all insulted by that. I'm curious about it. You guys come across as such nice, happy-go-lucky guys. Dave asked me if I want water. I said, Dave, I can't have you give me any more things. I feel uncomfortable. I'm a New Yorker. Punch me, please. So he goes, okay, but one more thing. I'm going to give you socks. So give me socks. So you really, but still, you have murder in your eyes sometimes. Like, you're crossing out everybody. This is part of your culture. Why?
It comes back, for me, it's wrestling, right? Like, when I was wrestling, it was not, I don't know. There's different mentalities, right? Like, and I did a podcast on this one time. I think I offended some people, so I apologize in advance. But like in a if you're in a band, right? Everyone gets together and you play together and you harmonize and it's beautiful, right? When you're a wrestler, you don't do that. Like, you know, you walk in every day and you're like, those are the two guys I have to beat to be varsity. And then after you do that, then you walk in, you're like, hey, who are the people I have to beat to be the region champ and then state champ and then the national champ? And so for me, my entire 15 years of my life, like, all my focus was like, who's the next person on the rung that I have to beat? And it's studying them, learning about them, figuring out their moves, figuring out what they're good at, what they're bad at, so we can beat them. And then we beat them and go the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And so, but it was never negative for me. It was competition. Like, half the guys were my friends, and they were doing the same thing to me, and we're doing the same thing to them. And so I come from a hyper-competitive world where that's everything we do. And I feel bad now, because in business, a lot of people we compete against aren't competitive, and I forget that sometimes, and some people don't appreciate it. But it's like, that's the drive. It's just like, who do we, like, if I don't have someone to, there's not someone we're driving towards, and there's not a point for me.
And even if I was hurt, say, I accept it. I'm sorry you're hurt, Andrew. I still care and love you. We're gonna crush you.
Yeah,
that's still there.
Yeah, and I had someone on. So obviously, Infusionsoft was one of our people we were targeting for a long, long time. And I had a call with Clay, and someone on his team asked me, like, why do you hate Infusionsoft so much? I was like, no, you don't understand. I don't hate. I gotta love Infusionsoft. I'm grateful for Lead Pages. I'm grateful for, like, and I told him, like, have you guys seen The Dark Knight? Like, my favorite movie of all time. And it's the part where Batman and Joker are there, and Batman's like, asks the Joker, like, why are you trying to kill me? And the Joker starts laughing. He's like, I'm not trying to kill you. Like, the reason why I do this is because of you. Like, if I didn't have you, there's no purpose behind it. And so for me, it's like, if I have someone to compete against, like, why are we playing the game? And so for me, that's why we're always looking.
It's not enough to just say we're playing the game because we want to help the next entrepreneur, the next person who's sick and needs to create a new... No, it's not.
That's a big part of it, but, like... Yeah, but there's something.
It's,
I don't know.
Not enough.
My
it's got to be
life,
both.
The competition is what drives me for sure.
And just like you're wrestling with someone trying to beat them, but you don't hate them. You're not going to their house and break it down.
Everyone we wrestle, like, we were friends afterwards. We were on the same freestyle and Greco teams later in the season. But during when we're competing, like, we're competing and everyone's going all at it.
Everyone's going all at it. That's an interesting way to end it. How much more time do we have? How much more time do we have? I'm going to keep going. Can I get you to come up here, John? Because I got to get you to explain something to me. So I told you I was online the other day. Yeah, give him a big round. I was online the other day. I don't even know what I clicked. I clicked something. And then I saw that the Russell's great webinar person. Everyone keeps telling me that. I go, all right, I got to find out how he does it. So I click over. All right, just give your email address and you can find out how. All right, I'll give my email address to find out how he became such a great webinar presenter. And just give a credit card. It's only $4.95, so it comes in the mail. Comes in the mail. That's pretty cool. Nothing comes in the mail anymore. Here's my credit card. Goes, all right, it's going to mail it out. Would you also like to learn how to use these slides? $400. I go, no, I'm done. Welcome to the funnel. Welcome to the funnel. I'm done. But I'm going to put in Evernote a link to this page so I don't lose it so I can come back. And I swear, and I did it. And this is like my receipt for $4.95 and then another. Don't you ever feel like we're beyond this? We're in the software space now. We're competing with Dropbox. We're not competing with Joe Schmo and his ebook. And you're the guy who bought the app that got me.
Yeah.
I asked you that. Do you ever feel a little embarrassed? We're still in the info market space.
No, I think it's like the essence of what we do and what Russell does is we love education. We love teaching people. I mean, the software is like the back end, right? But we're not software people. We sell software, but we teach people. All these people here and all the people at all of our events, like, they just want to learn how to do it better.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I believe it in him. I don't believe it in you. I believe that for you, it's the numbers. I here's why I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm looking in your eyes and, like, I'm giving the script. I'm good. I'm doing the script. I see it in your eyes. But when I was talking to you earlier, no offense, this is why he does what he does. When I was talking to you earlier, you told me about the numbers, the conversion, how we get you in the sales funnel, how we actually can then... That's the exciting part. Don't be insulted by the fact that I said it. Know that we have marketers here. They're going to love you for being open about it. What's going on here? What's going on that keeping you in the space?
Okay, from my perspective. Okay, so initially, it was self-liquidation on the front, which is what I was telling you, right? It was the fact that we were bootstrapped. Like, we didn't have money to just, like... throw out there. We had to make sure that we were earning enough money to cover our ads, right? And Russell had all the trust in the world in me. I don't know why he did, but he did. And he's just like, spend money and just try to make yourself liquidate. I'm like, okay, right? So we just had to spend money and hope that we got enough back to keep spending money.
And self-liquidate means buy an ad today and make sure that we make money from that ad right away and then software.
Yeah.
And then software is going to pay over time. That's our legacy. That's our thing. And you told me software sucks for selling.
Why? Software sucks. Yeah.
Why? Everyone who's in info, everyone who's in education says, I wish I was a software guy. Software's eating the world. They get all the respect, right? Yeah. I walk through San Francisco. They think anyone who doesn't have software in their veins is a sucker.
Yeah. I asked the same thing to myself. I was like running ads. I'm like, why can't I just run ads straight to the offer? Why do I have to go to these info products, right? I want them to get it on the software. And then I was like, I feel like it's kind of like marriage. Like, it's a big thing to say, like, you know, you probably already built websites, but come over to drop everything you're doing and come over here and build websites over here on our thing. And it's like, oh, that's a hard pull, right? But hey, you want to build webinars? Here's a little thing for $5 to build webinars. Now you're in our world. Now we can talk to you. Now you can trust us. Now we can get you over there.
Got it. Okay. All right. And if that's what it takes to get people in your world, you're going to accept it. You're not going to feel too good for that. You're just going to do it and grow it and grow it.
Yeah.
What's your ad budget now? See, now your eyes are lighting up. Like, I tapped into it.
We spend about $500,000 a month.
$500,000 a month.
Yeah. Don't tell the accountant. So.
Do you guys pay with a credit card? Do you have a lot of miles?
Yeah, we do.
You
in fact,
do?
Yeah.
How
in
many
fact,
miles?
The accountant came into my office the other day and said, next time you buy a ticket, use the miles.
Are they with Delta? Because I think you guys flew me out with Delta.
Yeah, American Express is where we're spending all our money. So.
Wow. And you're a partner too.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know you well enough to ask you if you're a millionaire. I'm just going to say congratulations. Give a big round. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. You know what? I actually was going to ask the videographers to come up here. I wrote their name down. I got the whole thing. And I realized I shouldn't interrupt them because they're shooting video. But I asked them, why are you – they had this career where they were flying all over the world shooting videos for their YouTube channel. They were – I'm sorry. I forgot their name and I don't want to leave them out.
Dan and Blake.
And they were shooting YouTube videos. They were doing videos for other people. I said, why are you now giving it up and just working for ClickFunnels all the time? Why are you, more importantly, why are you so excited about it? And I said, you know, it's the way that we work with Russell. And I said, do you remember the first time you invited them out and to shoot something? What was it?
It was the very first Funnel Hacking Live we ever had. And probably 2 weeks prior to that, one of our friends had an event and Dan had captured the footage and he showed me the video. He's like, did you check out my event video? I'm like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. I said, who did it? He told me. And so I emailed Dan. I was like, hey, can you come do that for Funnel Hacking Live? And he's like, what's Funnel Hacking Live? So I kind of told him, he's like, sure. And it was like 2 weeks later. He's like, so what's the direction? I was like, I don't know. Just bring the magic, man. Whatever you did there, do that here. And that's kind of been his calling card sense, just comes and does stuff.
Bring the magic. He wants to have those words painted on the Toronto office that you guys are starting, literally, because he says you say that all the time. And the idea is, I want to understand how you hire. The idea is, I'm going to find people who do good work, and I'm going to let them do it. What happens if they wouldn't have done it your way? What happens if it would have gone a different direction?
That's a good question. And I'm not perfect, so I'm going to caveat that by some of my guys on my team know that I'm kind of, especially on the design and funnel stuff, like I'm more picky on that because like I'm so into that and I love it. But what I found is like when you hire amazing people, like Todd, for example, doing ClickFunnels, like the times I tried to do ClickFunnels prior, build it was like me and I'm telling developers, like, here's what to do and how to do it. And like, there's always some loss in communication. With Todd, he's like, I know exactly what I would build because I want this product too. And then he just built it and he showed me stuff. And I'm like, that's a good idea. And he's like, I did this too. I'm like, that's a good idea. And like, it's so much easier that way. And so when you find the right people, it's not you giving them ideas. It's them coming with the ideas. And you're like, that is a good idea. Go do it. And then it just takes all the pressure off of your back. And so for us, it's been fun because I look at, man, the last 15 years of all those different websites and the ups and the downs, like the best people have always stuck. And so we've got 15 years of like getting the cream of the crop. And then it was almost like, I'm kind of a superhero nerd, but it's like the Avengers, right? We're at the end of when ClickFunnels came about, we had this Avenger team of people and we're like, okay, now we've put in our dues. Now it's time to like use all of our superpowers to do this thing. And it all kind of came together.
Build it and build it and build it up. And then as you were building it up, you then went to Salesforce. You guys invited me. You said, hey, Andrew, we're in San Francisco, your hometown. Do you want to come out? I said, I'm going to be with the family. He said, good. Be with the family is better than hanging out with us. But I still said, what are you guys doing in San Francisco at Salesforce? Because salespeople don't need landing pages. Yeah, you guys will probably find a way for them to need it. Soon. And then I saw this. This is the last video that I've got. There's no audio on it. I want you guys to look at their faces as they're looking up at these buildings, walking through the Salesforce office. Look, they're getting on the motorcycles in the lobby. They're looking all around going, oh, gee. counting the buildings that are Salesforce labeled, look at that. Like, oh, what are they doing? Not believing that this is even possible. And just stopping, going, this is Dreamforce. This is your dream. What did you get out of going to Salesforce's event?
Honestly, prior to Salesforce, I was kind of going through like a weird, like a funk in my business. Cause it was like, again, there's the goals, right? So it's like, hey, we're doing $1 million. We did that. And it's like, let's make 10 million a year and then 50. And then this will hit 100. And like, what's the next goal? Like a billion? Like, cause like 100 million, 200 million is not that big of a difference. And it was just kind of like, I'm like, what's the point? Like, what's the purpose? Like, we've grown as big as any company that I know. And then last year, Dave and Ryan had gone out there and they were telling me stories like there's 170,000 businesses here. And they're telling me these things and it sounded cool, but I didn't. And they were going crazy. Like, you have to see this so you can believe it. And I didn't, but there's something about the energy of like seeing something that makes it real. And so this year I was like, I want to go and just, I want to see Benioff speak. I want to see the things. I want to see the towers. I want to just like understand it. Cause if I understand it, it's like, okay, cool. Now we can reverse engineer and figure out how we can do it. And so for me, it was just like seeing it. I think that's what we teach our entrepreneurs too. If your people believe that they can do it, they'll do it. If you believe you can lose weight, you'll lose weight. If you can believe you can grow a company. And like, I didn't like, I believed that the next level is possible for us. And so I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is not, it's not ridiculous. And Benioff's not, I mean, none of these guys are any smarter than any of us. It's just like, they've figured out the path. It's like, hey, let's look at the path. And then let's look at that. And now we can figure out our path.
And seeing it in person did that for you. And yeah.
Makes it tangible. Makes it like it's like your physiology feels it versus like reading a book about it or hearing about it. It's like you see it and you experience it and it's like, it's tangible.
I told you, I asked people before they came in here, what are you looking for? And a few of them frustrated me because they said, I just want to see Russell. I just want to see the event. I go, give me something I could ask a question about. But I think they were looking for the same thing that you got out of there. And I know they got it. I'm going to ask them to come up here and ask some questions. And I want to know about the future of ClickFunnels. But first, I've got to just acknowledge that we are here to just kind of pick up on that energy that got you to pick yourself back up when anyone else would have said, I'm a failure as a husband. I can't do this. Go back. And the tension that came from failing and almost going to jail, as you said, from failing and succeeding and failing again. And still, that is inspiring to see. I want to give the whole ClickFunnels family a big round of applause. Please, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.